This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 2nd of February, 1959. The title of this lecture is R Factor, Talk to Registrars. This tape is 91 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Briefing on registrar letter writing. We've been talking about the R Factor, and it's been totally misunderstood. The R factor is simply reality, which is best interpreted as interest. The interest of the person writing the letter is more important than the interest of the person receiving the letter. It's the first thing you have to learn. Because the second you try to estimate the person's interest who is receiving the letter, you will make mistakes. Inevitable. These people are all over the tone scale, and the only R that you can feed them is your R. That's all the R you have a total control of, right? So when you violate your own R, and you violate your own interest, you've had it. And you get into the frame of mind whereby you are simply trying to grind out some letters and meet a quota. And that has nothing to do with the registrar. We don't care how many letters go out, so much as how many letters get answered. If one letter goes out that doesn't get an answer to it, there's been a mistake. Therefore, the registrar, or anybody writing registration letters, assistant registrar, must not write a letter from a list, must not introduce extraneous material into the letter in some effort to interest people. We're not trying to interest people. We're not trying to sell anything. We're not trying to do anything but establish a reality. Now, the assistant registrar is trying to run ARC breaks. But the assistant registrar is the one who judges what the ARC break is. Trying to get the person to talk is all she's trying to do. And to get a person to talk has nothing to do with selling a person anything. Now, R factor is best represented by what the person writing the letter is interested in with regard to the known data of the recipient of the letter. You have bodies down in central files. These bodies are enclosed in file folders. If you don't have a body, don't write a letter. That's it. How can you write a letter to somebody who doesn't have a body? It's just not possible. Now, when somebody gives you a list of Congress attendees and says, let's write all these people letters, of course, the best thing to do would simply to have a form photolithoed and mail it out to these people, or put a form in ability. And that's it. If you have something that shows a person bought one book, and that's all the information you've got, that person should receive an information package. It has nothing to do with the registrar, beyond saying, send this person an information package. If you don't have any data on a person, how can there be any reality? There's no body. See? So, our letter writing is cut down then to people we know about. The development of information on people is done by getting them to write letters. But it's the job of ability, and it's the job of forms, and it's the job of the information packet to prompt them to write something. Now, we have various mechanisms by which this is done, but they do not require letters. One of the things is to send them an old certainty assessment with a slip pinned to it. And that's something that goes to somebody you don't have a body on. Let's make a body. So we pin this slip onto the old certainty assessment, and the slip simply says, fill this out and send it in. Now, it would be a very good idea, and we have been thinking for a long time, it would seem to me that it would be fine if we understood something about your case and so forth. We can't count on that arriving anywhere. Well, we can count on just this simple 8C direction. Fill this out and send it in. Mm-hmm. The directions are on the top of it. Now, when that person sends this in, you start to get R. Only then have you got mass. R is mass. R is agreement. Higher, it's a postulate. Now, you get agreement. You get agreement in reverse wise. When there's mass, you can get some agreement. But it's very doubtful if you will get much agreement in the absence of mass unless you have mastered theta communication. Now, it's very interesting. You probably could do that, too. And you should undoubtedly make some sort of a postulate that you intend the person to write to you and so forth. But the point I'm making here is we have to build a file. And the building of that file is done by various mechanisms, such as this, a certainty assessment. Send them a test. Send them an OTIS. We are surveying to find out how bright Scientologists are. Make out the following. Printed slip. Oh, you'd be amazed how many of those things you get back. And you would be amazed how many you prevent getting back when you start explaining a bunch of things and selling a bunch of things along with it. Minimize that outflow. Don't make it so formidable that nobody can flow against it. Give them reasons to write back, and you pretty well got it made. For instance, one of the most effective writers of letters in the business used this particular system without understanding it, and would get letters as late as 3 years later, but always got an answer. Always got an answer. Now, you can't put out such a formidable barrage that nobody can backflow. I'll tell you, a very good letter to write to somebody, if you did write to somebody that you didn't have very much information on, beyond the fact that in 1953 and 54 he was interested in Dianetics and now isn't. That's all the information you've got on him. He's written some letters in and they've stopped. To show you how unformidable the formula could be, the best letter in the world you could write to him that would get an answer is simply to say, "Where are you?" Signed, the registrar. "Dear Joe, where are you?" The registrar. You're not going to create any R with this person. He's nothing but solid ARC break. But somebody is worried about where he is or is demanding to know where he is will cause him concern. And you will get one of the most bloody explanations of why he is where he is, and he probably won't hardly tell you where he is except where he can be reached by mail. You got the idea? He will answer up to this one. Now, what are you doing is more accusative.
Yeah.
But if you had reason to believe the person's last two letters were very choppy in a file, and it's been 2.5 years since that person has written anything, you would be amazed, but he's in a frame of mind where accusation is the bone of resistance. There it is. We have this beautiful pattern here of N theta, and then no com. Well, now, how do you handle something like that? He's not going to answer up to any sweetness and light, but he will answer up to one of these two questions. What have we done wrong? And after he answers that and writes back a bloody letter, send him out one that simply says, "Dear Joe, what have you done wrong?" Signed, so forth. Or, "What have you done wrong to us?" There's better than that. You would be amazed. When you don't have any body, I meant by that a corporeal body, when you don't have any body, what are you going to write to? Well, you simply have to start creating a body, and you have to whistle up some attention, and you can't guarantee where this person's going to be on the tone scale when it arrives. I'll tell you that one of these "where are you" letters launched into the blue on a test, found a fellow down in Texas in a small town who ever since the first book and having taken a course in Los Angeles had been processing people on Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health, and didn't even know there was any more recent material and had been successful the whole time and saw no reason to know anything else. And he expressed the greatest amazement that we didn't know where he was. Almost made an ARC break to the sound of it, see? And we kept getting floods of reports and letters and data for this person just on one prompting. Each one of these was simply acknowledged. And he all of a sudden fell back into communication with the organization. But there are people around like that. Now, when you think of R factor, R on the lower end of the scale is mass. This doesn't mean a mass communication. This means a mass of information. And therefore, the development of that body called a CF folder, which is the counterfeit or substitute body for the person, is first order of importance, but it's not developed by letters when it doesn't exist. It is developed by giving the person information, asking to fill in questionnaires and so forth, not by letters. Let the person be as anonymous as he is to you. And that's reality. He is anonymous to you. He just is Joe Zilch, 1822 9th Avenue, Bronx. What do you know about this man? I know nothing about this man. So you should send him a very anonymous communication, because that's certainly the honor. It's a match. To pretend to know something about him, the way big commercial firms do, in order to sell something to him, is offensive to him, because it's not R. You right away have violated your own R factor. There you go. You've got one thing here that is first and foremost, and that is to keep on writing letters. It is absolutely necessary that you keep within your own R. And a registrar who does not keep within her own R begins to feel beat, dragged out, forced, and so forth. And it's no good. Nobody's asking you to pressure letters out. If you look at files this way that I'm talking to you about, you find out that you never get upset about writing. There's nothing to get upset about. These are just people, and you write them letters. Your unreality comes about when you take a folder like this one I'm holding in my hand, and it's got just one little letter in it that says Bob and Virginia Sams in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they have written in one letter, and they have a reply to it. But this reply was July 30th, 1958, and there has been no further letter received from Bob and Virginia Sams. Now, let's read this letter. I don't know anything about this folder, but let's just read this letter. It says, thank you very much for your letter. I suggest that you read Dianetics 55, Dianetics Modern Science, Mental Health, Science of Survival, Handbook. Well, let's just drown them, see? Man, let's just drown these people. To give you more background on Scientology and Dianetics to help you out with a co-auditor's manual. Also, learn the code of the Scientology and the auditor's code. Learn those codes very well and abide by them. I am close to your price list and so forth, and here we are selling. Now, this is Judy, perfectly good registrar. But Judy, when she wrote this letter, wore the hat of DCI. We've got to sell books, not the hat of the registrar. Now, let's take a look at this letter. I have a copy of your handbook entitled The Co-Auditor's Manual of Scientology given to me by Mr. Ross Mills quite some time ago. Mr. Mills has been very helpful in spite of the great distance between us. I can see great potentials of Scientology helping people understand themselves as well as others, and therefore I'm quite interested in learning all there is about Scientology. Although I have the aforementioned handbook, I am uncertain how to use it simply because I have not been schooled in what to look for, and I'm glad I might... and I'm afraid I might do more damage than good. I would appreciate all suggestions and advice that you can give, including a list of books that will help, along with the name, if you have someone available living locally that my wife and I can consult or be audited by. Thanking you in advance for your help and kind considerations, I am
Bob Sams.
Do you see anything wrong with this letter that was written, though, on July 30th?
Yeah.
It was made to be totally formidable. Do you realize that here, in this folder, we have a training prospect? Well, maybe it'd be lack of technical information, but it works like this. Self-analysis produces some interesting results if you simply open it page by page and read it to the pre-clear and get the answers. Now, if you just took the last ARC straight wire list on self-analysis and sent the thing to the fellow and indicated this and said, just read these questions to the person in order and get an answer each one, you'd have had somebody feeling better. Next thing you know, he'd been in for training. Now, the person asked for help and information. You could have said self-analysis as a list of books. You could have said a lot of things, but certainly wouldn't have said very much. That is to say, in terms of selling, you can give them all the technical advice you want in the whole world. Now, there is another book. There's a Scientology Handbook for Pre-Clears. That if they will simply sit there with a pencil and ask the questions and put down the pre-clear's answers, you've also got a kind of an auditing session. Now, they would have said this outfit's real helpful. Now, we'll take a letter to this Mr. Sams. We'll write him another letter. Take this letter, will you? Dear Mr. Sams, thank you for your letter of July 16, 1958, requesting easier ways to audit. By return mail, we are sending you one copy of Handbook for Pre-Clears. If it does you any good, you may pay for it. But we are not worried about that. Paragraph. Take a pencil in hand. Take this book. Turn it to its blank pages. And ask the questions printed in it of the person you wish to audit. When you have completed the book, send it back to me. Sincerely yours, Marie Aberegg, Registrar. Paragraph, the registrar can always draw on materials to develop prospects. Unless the registrar audits long distance, takes interest in cases, handles the problems of groups of people or individuals, you're not taking responsibility for the field. A registrar has to be able to take responsibility for every reactive bank in the entire country. Right here we have another one. And here's other people asking. There's an information package, a book list, and so forth. We read this thing, and it says, in answer to yours of August 12th, may I tell you that this long delay in answering is not intentional, simply a recovery period in the information you sent along with your letter. I would never have thought, frankly, that any help from Dianetics would be financially beyond me. My planning to come to Washington is quite out of the question for two reasons. Namely, I have two children, ages 10 and 1.5, plus a semi-invalid mother-in-law to care for, and to spend the required time at your guidance center would be financially impossible. Oh, my dear Miss Breeding, it is necessary to buy everything, even freedom of the mind. Can mankind really help himself and others, or can he only do so when he can afford it? She says, she explains. The answer to this is an explanation. She says, the registrar said, I'm sorry I've given you the impression that it takes a great deal of money to obtain results in Dianetics Scientology. This is not the case. We have two books called Self-Analysis and Handbook for Pre-Clears that contain many simple tools for a person and so forth. This September 11th, 1958, and I don't see any answer to it. The reason there is no answer to it is because the person is already in ARC break and evidently has some other things in mind. Does no good to explain. Have you ever had an auditor that explained an ARC break to him? Yet this file is marked hot. This is colder than an iceberg. It's an ARC break. And the only way you can heal an ARC break is to get them to talk. And if they don't talk, they won't run it. You can't run the other fellow's ARC break.
Run, I'm getting 3 and 4 page letters back. They're talking.
Good. But then you're developing bodies.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're trying to get this traffic light going. You're just developing bodies. This is what you want. You want mass in these things. You're getting it. Now, they can write many searching questions. You can answer those questions with great rapidity. You can answer them very briefly. But obviously, their outflow still says more ARC break, and you're still running an ARC break. So you go right back to running the ARC break. It has two sides. Now, here's one that simply had this. Please send Scientology Fundamentals of Thought and Dynex 55-2 and so forth, and is no file. There isn't even a file requires an origin. We don't even consider it a file until the person himself has originated. When the person himself originated, then we've got a file. Otherwise, we haven't got a file. A book order is an origin, but this is some kind of an offbeat thing. It's just an address. Send a couple of books to an address, maybe as a Christmas present or some such thing. But we reply on some vast plan here. Thank you for ordering Scientology Fundamentals of Thought. Now, nobody knows that that was ordered because it's not there as ordered. It might have been ordered by a friend. October 3rd, 1957, and the primary reason why there was no answer to this letter of October 3rd, 1957, is undoubtedly because the individual did not order them. They were ordered by some friend. This is not a file and does not deserve an answer.
The friend may have been at 1.12 when they ordered it.
Yes, yes. Now we have September 19, 1957, and we have a person who bought a book on the 8th of May, and we have an answer to this person, but we've got an ad, and enclosed is $3 money order. Please send Dianetics 55 to D.V. Sandin, San Diego, California. Here we have a long letter. I notice you have a copy of Dianetics 55. Then that you probably finished reading it by now. I have used the techniques in the book by using the Quadrus manual. If you'd care to try it for yourself and find out how it works, I suggest you send for... We're just selling books, see? It has nothing to do with the person. There's no R there. We'd have to develop information on this person before we could do another thing. And one of the best ways to develop information is sending questionnaires of one kind or another. Have them fill them out. I have a questionnaire on Dianetics 55. Did you notice the typographical error on page 18? It's probably his level of reality. All right. Now, here's a little bit fatter folder, and here's somebody that sent in a certainty assessment, somebody who actually did one, and here's quite a little correspondence from us to the person. But say, help me, Pete, there's no correspondence from the person to us, except please send books, Scientology, to above address. Thank you, R.I. Birdsall. Now, somebody developed it on August the 29th, 1958. If there was a letter, it's missing, and yet there was evidently a letter here. A rough estimate I'm clearing that I could give you, Dick, would be 3 to 5 weeks here at the HGC. You say that you've got a close family, but poor otherwise. Now, just a minute. This is a faulty file. And as such, has no business being further answered until it is patched up. And if you can't patch up the file, then obviously we write this person, Richard L. Birdsall, and tell him we've lost his letter on August the 22nd, 1958. We've lost his letter to go along with his certainty assessment, and we can't grade it. anything you care to tell him, but get some mail from this man because a letter's lost here. That shows an incomplete CF. No business writing a letter to him. Here's another one. Any letter here? Yes. Dear sirs, I saw your advertisement on March 1958 issue of Fate magazine. Interested in your Operation Clear, please send me information. This was April 26, 58, and we haven't heard from the person since. We wrote them a letter which was far too personal for them, let me assure you. All they should have gotten in return was an information package and a letter. All right, let's go into this one now. Here we have a folder, Wade Binkley, Portland, Oregon. And we've got letters, 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 letters. The more letters you write that don't get answered to, the more flooded this individual becomes, and the less anxious he is to answer them.
That's a typical story, too.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's perfectly valid. That's because these are not our. This is just a matter of selling, selling, selling. We're not interested in selling. Let's develop the field before we start doing something for them.
I like that.
We've got to do that. Send me names as per attached. Something, I don't know, membership. Here we have all kinds of stuff here. Robert Binkley has asked for a tab book, and that is the whole works.
And look what he got into.
That's just about the case. He might have had an earlier letter here. Release? No, he is an HCCPC. Now, where's his post-operation letter here?
Doesn't he have an HCA tab on that folder, Ron?
Well, I'm not paying any attention to these tabs because they may or may not be properly marked. Kindly forward all kinds of stuff here. Robert Binkley, he's ordered books. He's ordered books. Ordered books. I wonder if there's a separate mail file around here someplace. They seem to be missing letters. There's too many letters there. There's all kinds of... just orders of one kind or another. Find no listing for El Paso, Texas in your recent group newsletter. Is there not even an old-fashioned HDA here? They're including some information you requested recently if you want a complete file. He was communicating with us September 6, 1954, but he's not now. So it's obviously an ERC break. He's been sent names of auditors. They probably weren't there. This whole thing has to be redeveloped from scratch. The ERC break, now we're getting way back. Way, way, way back. He was communicating with us years ago, but he hasn't communicated with us much since we've been in Washington. Therefore, this boy has got to be sent some modernization material. Now, we've got to develop this thing up because it's too far back. He stopped communicating with us one way or the other. Why? Does he still exist? Does he still live? That's the sort of thing we want to know. Now, the R factor is, what do we want to know? Not what do we want to sell him, but what do we want to know? We want to know what the hell happened to him. We want to know if he still exists. Is he dead or something? We want to know, did he ever read these books? Did he ever get in touch with any of these auditors? Did he ever get in touch with any group? We have to know these things in order to have a file. Now, why butter it up with American Business, quote, ARC? Dear Mr. Binkley, we're very, very something or other. It's on, yap, 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 yap. And I wonder if you have tried our new Dilly Willy Mix pancake batter. That's not the way you handle people. You want to know things. So you just write and ask them. And it's an amazing thing how often it just goes just like that. I would not be above writing this man just this way. I look at this folder, and my interest is all that counts. The registrar's interest is all that counts. That's all that counts. Don't worry about making an effect on the man. Don't have to calculate your effect. What is your interest? And all you have to do is, there is a folder. It presents a mystery. Well, let's answer the mystery. I would not be above writing this man, where the hell are you? What's the idea of falling out of communication with me this way? You were interested one time or another. What are you doing now? What happened to you? Did you ever get in touch with these groups? What occurred? Write me at once.
Guys, well,
but it'd be real. You are dealing with a mystic factor here called reality. And it is mystic, how it communicates. It is. Totally.
It could be categorized as a form letter.
Hmm?
By the time I answered those particular types of folders in just that manner, I would say a good 80% of my originated letters would be they'd be a form letter.
No, it couldn't be, because this man has asked certain questions which he evidently got some answers to. What did he do with those answers? If you read this over, you'll find out he wanted to know if there was even an HDA in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
There are specific questions in here. It isn't a form. Unless you are interested in this person called Binkley, he won't answer you. And it's as mysterious as that.
I was referring to what you said. You wouldn't hesitate to write to him and say, where the hell are you?
Hmm.
That doesn't specifically answer anything, Ron. That's my point.
No, but it's a redevelopment.
It gives him a reason to answer.
You're worried about him. No, hear me again. It's simply this. What are you interested in?
Mm-hmm.
What are you interested in? If you're not interested in the folder, you have no business writing to it. Who is this guy? You have to know about him, not about people like him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look this over and find out what your interest is in that folder. And if your interest in the folder exists, and you express it, not in the form, if your interest exists and you express it, you'll have a letter like that. If your interest doesn't exist and you write a letter, you have betrayed yourself. It's as harsh as that.
It's true.
You want to know how bad men can get when they betray themselves? Go up on Madison Avenue and look at American advertising. Here's an actual letter here. I have a heavy commitment to finish as soon as it is completed. I desire to study Dianetics thoroughly. Yours, B. Binder, August 23rd, 1957. She has not written since. I just looked this over without reading further to show you how far this is from form. My interest in this, I wonder if she didn't fall in the hands of a squirrel someplace. That's what I'd ask her. Dear Mrs. Binder, are you sure you didn't fall into the hands of a squirrel someplace? That's what I'd write her. I know, it's too real. All you got to do, you say a person on the other end of this receiving line, squirrel, what's a squirrel? Well, I at least have to write and ask you what a squirrel is. I'm not interested in their reality. I'm interested in what our reality is. There will be some R. At least there's going to be some R. See? Person's real key disappears. Here's from Cressy's. Send us. Well, this is a bookseller. Thank you very much for your recent book order. You may expect prompt shipment in the near future. We look forward to doing business with you at your convenience. Phil Talent, communicator, and have no business whatsoever in CF. Doesn't belong there. Belongs in the DCI. Now, here's somebody that's written all kinds of letters. All kinds of letters. He's from Cushing, Oklahoma. Very interesting. Enclosed is Ability 83 for your information. Thought you'd be. When's the last time we heard from this man? Hmm? Last time we heard from this man was January 4th, 1957. Pretty good. Pretty good. Dear Jack Harness, J.M. Brand, and all the others who tried to keep up the communication line, report of progress, none so far except in a negative way. No tea drugs since last July, plowing away an hour a day with self-analysis in an attempt to keep at least one finger in the pie. Notice an outstanding memory improvement as the first award, and that in itself is encouragement enough to dig in some more. That's about it, except to thank you for keeping in touch with me so that I don't quit completely. The home situation is
still impossible to surmount as regards the hopes of a trip to your fair city. Perhaps time will alter that, plus a little money. I have a line on an old friend of mine in Detroit who is head of a small group there and intend to begin correspondence with you for pointers on what they are doing. Well, Detroit. Ah, the home of the squirrels. And we haven't heard of this man since January the 4th, 1957, so I know what happened to him. Pretty easy. I have a line on an old friend of mine in Detroit who is head of a small group there and intends to begin correspondence with him for pointers on what they are doing. I am completely lost with no group, no fellow plowers, no instruction as to who's on first. I never graduated beyond the first book of Dianetics. This doesn't mean I won't try to catch up if and when the opportunity presents itself. All right. First thing I'm interested in, I don't care what he's interested in. First thing I'm interested in is the fact that he's been going along on self-analysis and that he evidently has a hard time doing it. That doesn't interest me. But if he's been going along on self-analysis an hour a day, I would probably write him a letter to this effect. Have you found the ARC straight wire list at the end of self-analysis? Did you know that this, gone over and over and over, day after day, would do more for you than the rest of the book put together? I have found this out recently, and I wish to communicate the information to you at once. Please tell me how you're getting along. I also see you've been writing somebody in Detroit. We had somebody in Detroit once, but he got drowned. Why aren't you in correspondence with us now? That would be it. And that's the letter I'd write him. It's very far from a form, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. He deserves a letter, but there's a mystery there. There's a mystery in every one of these folders. Distribution center, that's nothing. Distribution center, that's nothing. Sweet one. Canada. This is Ernest Salmon. She wants to know some information. Obviously. Ah, book ARC break. Right here on top, a book ARC break. She wants to know why this book hasn't reached her, and some dollar money order. And they say, thank you for your letter. Scientology Fundamentals of Thought. Please accept our apologies for this delay in sending your book to you. The book has been shipped to you, and you should have it in your hands very shortly. May I suggest that the next book you read... No. Don't suggest any more books. She's already mad. February 12th, 1958. Haven't heard another word from her since. Obviously, ARC break book didn't arrive. Obviously, the only thing you can ask her is that book, which got lost in the mails, and which was replaced by the DCI on such and such a date, ever get to you. Period. You want to know that. See? That's the missing interest. All right, now let's take a look at this one. Here we go. Here's a long letter from R. Solomons. Thank you very much for your letter. Nice letter. This is March 11, 1957. Too long ago. Certainly, I am very much interested in the subject you're teaching. I happen to read that you find happiness and satisfaction in your activity. How long have you been there? My activities have changed very little. This is a pen pal sort of letter. So I have been in the past, engaged in the process of consulting with, examining, diagnosing, and finally treating people who are ill. Like you, I find a great deal of satisfaction in this kind of work, though at times I am frustrated with the slow response of a patient to treatment, the inability of, now here's my R. I don't go any further. We've been having the same kind of trouble, Mr. Solomons, as you mentioned on March 11th, 1957 in your letter to us. And the slowness with which people respond is indeed disheartening. However, we have a new process which makes them respond much faster, and we are much happier about it. Thank you very much, Register. He'll answer. There's he's worried. There's the problem he's looking for a solution to. There's your R factor. Money order. Book, no letters. Here's something about the aptitude test from M. Falcon. Well, for God's sake, who is this person? marked hot, of all things. Well, it isn't hot. It isn't even lukewarm. All it is an aptitude test. We have no other information about this person. Most recent we've heard from is 2-24-58, which is pretty good. He bought a Fundamentals of Thought. I would decide, if we bought a Fundamentals of Thought, here's my interest, but it was too heavy for him. And that what he really needed was problems of work. And I would say, "Dear Mr. Salpin, did you find Fundamentals of Thought was too heavy for you? Sincerely yours, Registrar." My total interest. Get it? Had nothing to do with why don't you come and be processed, why don't you get trained. That's not real to them. Nothing's real to them. Unless somebody says he was going to get trained in 1955 and he isn't being trained now. I always look at that and I say, what happened? Well, here we got Kent Moore and tons of letters from us. Here is a letter from this person. You notice I don't read our letters? You notice that? Well, it's not that bad. The kids were doing their best.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't bother with our outflow. I am not fixated on our outflow. I don't bother to read the letters, find out what the man's been told. I want to find out what the man said. And here's a long letter, almost indecipherable. "Please excuse my comm line, if you can call it that. I'm glad to hear from you. I am excited to hear that Pat McPeters is in New York City. I just came down from Burlington, Vermont to land a job at the USGS here in Mineola, New York. Since I am now accessible to New York City, Otis has sent me New York City PC." All right. My first letter is to FCNYC. Do you have a file on Edward Salvas? If so, send it to us complete. Registrar. Got one of our people. Postcard from this person, who is Fred DeSalvo. And I bet you've got one filed under DeSalvo as well as Salvo. I would always look for that. Would appreciate any information you can forward on contacting Dr. Hubbard, author of Dianetics, or the institute with which he is connected. Thank you very much. Fred DeSalvo, Reno, Nevada. If it is Reno, Nevada. Yes, it's Reno. Now, we don't know why this man. No, this is too much information. Too much information. All you have to do is tell him, Dr. Hubbard's in Washington, D.C., the Academy of Scientology. Don't mention a church. You make him jump. There he is. That's it. You would have heard from him further, or not heard from him at all. But it isn't a prospect. Exactly. No correspondence. Exactly nothing. So, Harlow Sammons, according to this information, has never written us, so we just forget it.
Ron, I have a question.
He's never answered anything, and so on. There's maybe lost correspondence. Yes?
I found many times in the file people refer to religious organizations and they don't want any more part of religious activities. So I then used the Hospice Dictionary, although I was instructed I should use nothing but Founding Church Dictionary.
Well, you get an Academy or HGC stationery. You can have some stationery written to get around that. Your authority, certainly, in the registrar line includes getting something that's acceptable to the public. But Academy of Scientology, the Hubbard Guidance Center, these are perfectly good names.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet, Charlie. Now, here's actually a letter from somebody. Dear Miss Mann, with much regret, I must ask you to cancel my intensive with schedule for November 18th. Unfortunately, I'm having too much difficulty here at home, maritally and financially at this time, to come to Washington. It appears, however, that in another 3 or 4 weeks, the picture will change sufficiently to go along with the original plan, and to that, although there are ladies present, I would say bull. Now, my interest on the line is just very succinct and distinct. What really did you do, Mr. Sampson, that made you change your mind? What did you do that made you change your mind? This is puzzling no end. But that's what I want to know. What did he do that made him change his mind? Because obviously that is a phony. He wasn't having financial or marital troubles at home to amount to anything. He simply wanted to cancel his intensive and had to think up a reason to do so. Because he then says he will be in to see us in a few weeks and never contacted us. Obviously, if he was lying in one quarter, he must have been lying in another quarter. I want to know what he did. That's me. I want to know. I have a right to know. I don't care whether he has a right to tell me or not. Now, here we have Dodie Schaefer. And she says, Dear Henrietta, writing on the 4th of February, 1955, obviously to Henrietta Hubbard, thanks so much for your prompt reply received today. I have filled out the re-registration forms, which you find included. According to the data on our present group certificate, we re-registered our group under the HASI, under the name of the Consulting Scientologists. Oh, what little dog tried to steal a group from us. Isn't that interesting? Several of our new members said they intend to become members of the HASI and sent you their names and addresses as soon as I find they have sent in their membership fee. Well, isn't this interesting? Well, we did hear from her August 11th, 1958, enclosed his check, pay for his professional membership, and so forth, but I am interested right away, and right now, I want to know how come they changed their name to the Consulting Scientologists. The HASI still has all groups, and they'll be pleased to know that there are new group programs for them, but I want to know about all this group information that has been going along here in Long Beach all this time, and they haven't told us a thing about it, and also that they'd be very interested to learn that we no longer require a majority of HASI members in a group. I'm very glad to know that. Group rules have been changed, because she mentions it. Okay, now here's lots of stuff. I left you there. Did you know that adventure? That once upon a time, Dick and Ken got together and decided the group had to have a majority of its members, also had to be members of the organization.
Yes, I knew that.
Well, that's for the first.
Yes, I thought it was.
Never
when
worked.
When I applied for a registered group in San Diego.
That never worked. So these old groups ought to be informed.
I've been doing that. This is a group folder.
This is a group folder, not a person folder. This file. Enclosed, find information necessary to put all the sustaining members of our CAS in good standing. Marion and Francis French have already paid, and their cards need to be sealed and returned. And this is from Don Schaefer, DSCMDD, from Browdy, Long Beach. Well, here's a card. Don Schaefer is being held, and I don't know why. Dodie Schaefer. What have they done to this person? They've done something. Ooh, something's been done to this person. Well, I don't see it from our lineup here. I don't see what's been done to this person. Oh, there's been lots of letters since then, and they're holding on to this. You don't have to look very far from March 11th, 1957, to find out why you're not in communication with this man. Donald Schaefer's membership is being held for a reason which is not visible.
I have just written to him recently about something.
Well, the only thing possible to write about here is what happened. I would say, what happened to your membership set up that you mentioned on March 11, 1957? We're holding a membership card for you here, and we have no explanation for its being here. That's it. We don't know anything more about it. Let's find out. Let's find out something about it.
I think I wrote to him an answer to a letter that he sent us.
Well, it's not in the files.
It's just you.
No, we have to have another question here. Did this person ever enroll? High enthusiasm on October 23rd, 1954, and never another whisper. Does this person still exist? It would be Dear J. Sheeler, last we heard from you was October 23rd, 1954. Aha! The directors of this institution inform me that it will be another year before I am ready to be released. Therefore, I must decline your kind offer at this time. Well, that explains that, but let's still write and find out how are you.
I think that was meant to be a joke, Dad. I just read that letter this morning, and it's extremely sarcastic.
The letter might or might not be authentic. I didn't look at it as being sarcastic. I didn't think R I got out of it. Dolly, you hear from lunatics. It's all just lunatic, that's all.
Well, then to say the institution is an asylum, we have correspondence with several men in prison.
We don't know.
Well,
we'd simply write and ask him. And you're writing script. Ha-ha, you got a CF registration person who is writing script. That's none of your business. Your reaction to the thing is that the thing is a phony. If that's your reality, then simply find out if it's the case. You weren't going to do anything with it. Okay? That's writing script. No, there's lots of letters down there that read somewhat like that.
Oh, he's so full of this. Oh, that's the way it hit me.
Well, but,
Thank you so terribly, terribly much for a very kind offer. However, et cetera, all that sort of stuff. Maybe I am writing script, but that's the reality I got immediately.
Oh, but you're not reading man. We have just found a fundamental error. You're interested in this man's reality, and you aren't competent to judge his reality. How are you going to take one letter and adjudicate a reality on somebody else? That's not the reality we mean, Kate.
Well, that was my own personal opinion of it when I read it.
But that's not what you're looking for.
I gave it to Blanche. I didn't.
You're looking for now. Listen, Kay. You're trying to get your reality on the person. To what end and goal? We don't want your reality on the person.
Okay.
We only want your interest in what's being said. What are you interested in that folder? You are evidently interested in the fact that it was a phony. Maybe you are interested in him. But what the R factor we're talking about is your R factor on the folder, not your R factor on who this person might be. You get a subtle difference. Your private opinion may or may not be an accurate estimate of his R. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
I realize that, and I wouldn't enforce it on anybody in the world.
Nobody's trying to enforce opinion. You just missed the boat about 100,000 yards, that's all. Look at this folder. Are you interested in anything in that folder? Are you interested in anything in that folder?
Yes, I am.
What are you interested in? Well, what are you interested in? You're just being critical. You're not interested in anything in that folder, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm interested in why he has this attitude.
All right.
There's nothing that gives me any idea about him at all and why he should have this attitude.
All right. Very good. Now, what is the proper letter?
How do we know
that is so
attitude?
Right.
Right.
Would you write him anything else?
No.
That is it. Why do you have that attitude? Now, that has nothing to do with his R.
No.
That's no. Your question. That's your question we're interested in. We're only interested in your question. Here. We're only interested in your interest in that. And your interest in that is totally bounded by the fact you want to know why the guy has this attitude.
What attitude?
Well, she says that it's a critical attitude. To her, it's a critical attitude. But she does have an interest in the folder to the degree that she wants to know something from the folder, or she wants to answer or inform. And she wants to answer or inform it. Now, that's correct. But to abandon one, or to base your answer on the reality of another person, or to try to go into agreement with this person, like it says in Dale Carnegie, you know, America is totally hag-ridden with this guy Dale Carnegie, who is the one-one to end all one-ones till the end of time, and who has unfortunately standardized American business attitude toward its public. I'll tell you something about Dale Carnegie. His selling processes don't work. Isn't that amazing? It's quite amazing. For instance, the way you're supposed to handle a prospect, according to Dale Carnegie, is so-and-so. That's all greasy and oily and one-one and no reality and so forth. I asked a guy one time, I said, what do you want to buy this motorcycle for? Oh, he told me a lot of reasons why he wanted to buy the motorcycle. Isn't that a hell of a funny way to sell a motorcycle? But he bought the motorcycle. I didn't even say it's a good motorcycle or anything else. I said, what do you want to buy this motorcycle for? It's hot. It's fast. Sorry to break your silly neck, aren't you? He didn't look to me like a guy who had good sense. So that's what I told him. Hubbard's a great guy. Bought the motorcycle at once. I was very unwilling selling the motorcycle. Really? Not as a pitch at all. I didn't say, well, it's a good motorcycle, and the RPM is so-and-so, and isn't the weather nice, and rub my hands together, and do an uncle with the three pawn shop balls out in front. No, sir. That doesn't sell things. You're not even interested in selling things if you're interested in R. Funny part of this, second you're interested in R, you apparently have something. People won't let you leave it alone. They want it. All right. Here's another letter. You properly stepped on? All right.
No, I think I'm right. I read it again. It doesn't matter, though. I mean, I would never write in Q&A with him. I don't care. I'm just interested in why he has that attitude, as Marie said.
No, you've missed my point, Katie. You missed my point. You're talking about his reality. We have no slightest worry about his reality.
I got that. My reality is one of my wife's attitude.
That's all you write about.
The reality of God.
All right.
then that's all you'd write him. It's as simple as that. You wouldn't try to correct his attitude?
Of course not.
Or you actually wouldn't try to write the script of why his attitude is that way. Or write the script as to whether or not, which is what I'm objecting to, you have presupposed something about it. You have presupposed that it's possibly a joke or a gag. And there are lots of letters around about this. Might or might not be.
No.
Now, you might or might not be right. You're liable to get a wounded letter back. But that doesn't matter. It was sure your reality. And somebody will respond to it. They do not respond to unreality. They do not respond to criticism. They do not respond to explanations. They do not respond to sales talks. This country is sold to death. They don't respond to any of these things. There's only one thing they have ever responded to, and that's your reality on them. And that they respond to at once. And if your reality is real on them, they respond right like that. Bang. Quit. It's almost too simple a trick. All right. Dear sir, in reference to your letter of February 15th in regard to Ability Mag and yearly membership, please discontinue it as I am still not working. A fractured ankle is my latest episode. My husband does not give me any money, and he is having a difficult time paying the bills, and we are in debt. Oh, dear. November 4th, 1957. And this is March the 15th, 1958. Yes, this is the one in which he does. Just write this person and say, well, here's your ability. Would you like just to send your membership free for a while? Don't feel you should be without it at this time. Shouldn't be penalized. And do you ever try to touch assist? It's been quite a while ago, and I'd say, how's your ankle now? Did it get all right?
Ron, on these replies we get to advertisements in the States and this other magazine, and I saw your advertisements and so forth, please send me the information. We've been sending out abilities from the 1-8.
Well, you've got an information package, and that changes from time to time. A great many things can be done with one of these answers. But that changes from time to time, and that is mainly an instruction to the mailroom. It's what will these persons answer up to? And you don't flood them with a bunch of stuff. You could go as far as this. You could send them a certainty assessment at once. You've asked for answers, and we would like to know what kind of person you are so as to be able to give you some proper information or anything like that to get them to write to you. Numbers of ways you could handle not only information package, you could start right out with a test of some kind or another. Many things could be done, but this is a matter of constant change, constant adjudication, constant exploitation.
Well, what I was going to ask there was, if you send them this ability number 71A, which has clearing, which is what they're interested in.
Yes.
Is it all right to ask them to, after they have read it, you would be interested in hearing what they thought of it?
Well, that's a secondary action.
Well, I mean to get
your information package to get them to answer up and write back again is best if you included that as a questionnaire at the end of 71A. Mm-hmm. They are not a good subject for a letter. They've never written you. It's been SOP that I've been trying to break the back up because it's silly.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you want a response from them, you have to give them the means to respond. And you could send them out 71A and a questionnaire. And they look at the questionnaire, send it back. Well, here's one from Jim Schmitz up in Altadena, California, which is a questionable sort of letter. It's clear back in 55. I don't see that this person
has written us again. He seems to have written us quite a bit. I would write him and say, what happened to all of these people who are all vaguely aware that you claim you had organized as a group? What happened to all of them? That'd be all I was interested in. He says, these people are only vaguely aware. What happened to all these people, I would want to know. And he never responded to our letters to him. I would like to know. His group is not a staunch supporter of anybody. It's just people who are vaguely aware. I already know these people are vaguely aware. I want to know what happened to all these people who are vaguely aware. That'd be my question. I'm thinking, this got nothing in it. No letter. And this again. Here's a letter of sorts. No, nothing in it. No letter. Letters like that, you can send a repeat information folder with a questionnaire. That's a mailroom action. You don't put a form letter on it. You can indicate a package with a number. And just put a slip on your, or put it on your tape that it's number so-and-so. Better just take a slip of paper and send it down to the mailroom. Send this person package number 8. And it has maybe a 71 and a questionnaire, something like that. Here's a letter all by itself, apparently never been written to, as near as I can tell. And it says, Dear Miss Estrada, thank you for your note of March the 5th, and may I say, unfortunately, that I am not familiar enough with the work of Principal Scientology to express congratulations. When looking over your questionnaire, I am not disposed to answer at this time. It would appear that your methodology, if it could promote the kind of pure observation and reactions indicated by the questionnaire, would be most welcome to confused world. Some time ago, I did express interest in your work. With the busy schedule I am keeping, my original intentions were not satisfied. May at this time request a basic book of principles and practice in which to delve so I may become acquainted with some of your tenets and methods. From this point, and my teaching experience and rather intelligent background in psychology, allow me to attempt to arrive at some judgment about Scientology. My feeling at this time is that the field has much merit, and there is no indicated action here of any kind, but some kind of a letter was appended to it at one time. This was only April 8, 1957, so I would write a letter to this fellow, and I would say that we have no record of having sent you the book on Scientology was requested. Here is a basic popular book called Problems of Work. And there are other texts concerning education and its use in the London County Council school system. Sincerely, Registrar. He asked for something there, and I have no evidence that he ever got it. Please make sure you get it. Send him another one. You use a lot of those for promotion. I haven't any idea what this is. Please explain to me about the state of CLEAR and what can be done, and that is simply your information packet. Yeah, that's what's sent. Person never did it. August the 7th, 58. Please make out something. Person wanted to hear from about CLEAR, and they were simply sent an information package, but the thing never double explained. The only reason you'd send the letter, you'd double explain what a CLEAR is, and you'd give a CLEAR definition if you sent a letter. The person did write a letter, wanted to know what CLEAR is, so the least you would do in rewriting this one, for heaven's sakes, just say, what is a CLEAR? A CLEAR is a person who answers up to this definition. Put that definition down in full and send it back to him again and say, by the way, you haven't answered our questionnaire. What's the matter with you? Yeah, well, we're not interested in this one. I bought a book, so that's information package stuff. Well, we've gone over enough of these things to illustrate what is R, from my viewpoint. Right? Do you in any way agree with what I've been talking about here?
Yes, indeed. Right.
Do you have any questions, any immediate questions with regard to this?
I do, Ron. You refer to information packets from the mail room. Now, this is brand new to me. I haven't heard
of
it.
Well, you probably have a mail room, which is going in very short order, which is your address room. The address machine man is also going to operate an FC mail room.
and that person would have on hand these things to packet and send.
Correct.
Not the DCI. That's mailroom. That's a mailroom action. When I say mailroom action, you just indicate it on a piece of paper when it says MR so-and-so. Now, one of the smart ways to do that is to invoice out an information packet so they show up as an invoice no-charge information packet, and their name and address then shows up in the invoice line. So that's the smart way to do the thing. If you're going to send somebody a book, you invoice it out so they know somebody did get a book. Now, in handling the public at large, in America particularly, you're handling an oversold public who are being totally caved in, who never have any opportunity to answer up. Your interest alone is all that is going to make them answer up. Your interest in their folders, in their letters. And you're a traitor to yourself every time you write somebody or answer a folder that you're not interested in. There is something to be interested in every folder, and it is always different. If you get a list of names, such as statements for this month, delinquent accounts this month, don't ever write that list of names. Hand it to CF, Liaison, and say, get me these folders. And as fast as those folders are fed up to you, write those people just on an ARC break basis, just as you would anything else, but always write the folder, never the list. When you violate your own R, you don't get an answer. People are getting pretty foggy under the hammer pound. We're helping you all out by putting on TV the horrors of sinusitis. And if we can just implant you thoroughly enough into believing that you should be sick, then we are helping you out. Why don't you put yourself in debt 1,000 times over so that you can have this new kitty car here? Why don't you borrow money at tremendous sums so that you can be foreclosed on in order to pay all of your bills because they can't foreclose on you? Household Finance Corporation, their type of advertising. Very silly. Why should anybody pay 8% household finance rates, for heaven's sakes, to pay his bills? Well, that's silly. Anybody who has a debt will take a couple of bucks a month. And you add these couple of bucks all together, and you'd have your household finance payment, less your interest. And yet they advertise, advertise, advertise. And the advertisement flood goes out with a Dale Carnegie pitch that all must be sweetness and light. Forget it. I wouldn't have a person in this place who was totally trained and totally oriented with years and years of experience in sales. Boy, they just lay eggs all over the place. I mean a professional salesman who's never been anything but a professional salesman. Their reality is just about gone. You would have to process and process and process to give them back any R factor at all. If you look at the private attitude of a professional salesman, you get somebody who believes the world is composed totally of stupid suckers. And so help me, in spite of everything he does, that shows up in everything he does. He writes a letter, it'll have a little curve in it. The next thing you know, you've got more ARC breaks than you can handle. Dale Carnegie orientation has taken the country and has made it almost unsaleable. If you were to tell the United States Treasury that their business index was going up and down with regard to attitude and approach of sales and distribution, they would think you were kind of goofy, but they would ask Madison Avenue, and they would find out from Madison Avenue that all of a sudden advertisers find advertising as a liability. And only in the last 2 years have the big manufacturers awakened to one fact, that they can advertise themselves practically out of business. And they have to be very careful with their advertising. Advertising is not the thing it pretended to be in 1928 when it was born. Britain is going to learn this the hard way. And you're getting a super advertised world.
Is Britain going that way?
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's getting that way now. But here we have a problem in realities. And the individual, no matter how dim he's gotten and so forth, can still recognize sincerity. He thinks it's sincerity. He can still recognize interest. He thinks it's interest. Actually, it's not. It's your reality on him. And he will react to your reality on him. He will react to it. Even if you cuss him out, he'll react to it. We're not interested in keeping all this at 1-1. That's an awfully peg point on the tone scale, which is modern salesmanship. We are not trying to sell anything. If we do our work well, we will wind up with a clear country. That's all. If we just do our work well. And the way we do our work well is to speak always in our zone of reality and not betray ourselves in our own realities, and by giving the very best service we know how to give. And if we just do those two things consistently and continually, we've got it made. Got it made. Nothing can stop. But the second we start selling, falsifying our own realities, trying to express interest in people, we don't care whether they live or die. The second that we start going out on a limb of a pitch, like a vendor of mechanical dolls down on the corner, we're dead. We're dead. The whole strength and impetus of the Scientology movement is killed. Now, we have, unfortunately, done an awful lot of selling to our mailing list. And it's up to us to rehabilitate that whole list. I get terrific protests occasionally when I get real. But I only hear from people adversely who are trying to chop us to ribbons when I get real. They get very upset sometimes. Very upset. I say I'm going to clean up the ethical level of a certain area. Oh, I'm liable to hear from that area just crash from two or three people. I don't hear from the rest of them. So you could make the mistake of believing that your letter inflow is the field. This is another point I want you to know. That the opinion and expression of the field is represented in your letter lines. It is not. And that's one of the hardest things for a fellow to get around when he's working hard with a mail line. That mail line doesn't even give you an indication how the field feels about you.
That's true. You don't hear from those people.
You just don't hear from them. Well, you sometimes have to make an extraordinary effort to pat somebody on the back who's doing a good job. Therefore, if we stay in a continuous stimulus response basis, when the public speaks, we respond, and only that, and we never originate ourselves except on the letter line, we're doing a damaging thing. We're not giving those people a pat on the back who deserve it, and so on. If our auditors that we don't hear from, who are still doing a good job, who don't say anything to us, they have no real reason to write into the organization, so forth, are represented in central files, maybe. But they are certainly represented on your address list. Every certificate we've ever issued, to the best of our knowledge, is going into our address list. So people of this character look to HCO or somebody like this to correspond with them occasionally. And once in a blue moon we have done this, and it's been very successful, just send them out a questionnaire and ask them what they're doing and how they're getting along. And we get a tremendous response. Now, when we get a response on that basis, we know we're getting a representative response, like survey of processes that we engaged in last year, year before last. We want to know what were the most effective processes. Good heavens, you should see the stack of stuff we got back from that. Well, the funny part of it is, the first eight or nine letters that we received back were all training or processing prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So if you just did with the people who wrote, and you just fooled around back and forth with that, and there was never any other project ever initiated of any kind, you would soon work your way out the bottom. That would be inevitable. Abilities going out, books being sold, all extension course, all these things ever do is to promote the registrar line from a registrar viewpoint. They do promote a flow of correspondence, but you yourself have to be active and have to make sure that this exists before you can broadly correspond with the field at all. CF on originated letters is not representative of the interest in Scientology in the United States, so therefore you have to exceed this area every once in a while. And when we have a good group program going, you will see a tremendous difference in this, and you'll get a lot of things going there that you ordinarily wouldn't have gotten going. Okay, any other questions on this?
Yes, Ryan, I have another one. I find that people are very offended back here. They challenge our communication line when they are extension course students and we write to them not knowing this. And I've requested twice to have a list of the extension course students. Also a group file.
Now that's your address.
No, I don't.
That's address. And you've got to call for that from address. An address should be able to furnish you.
I did. I have twice.
I know. But should be able to furnish you. They're probably trying to get cards. They're trying to get this line together.
But I'll tell you what happened. On carbon paper, copies were sent down to Judy. And they continued being sent on down. And they are probably somewhere in the
back. Well, what you need is your address machine, addressograph machine, card file on all extension course students. Now, the designations of these various people can be turned out in various card files. There is another method of handling this. Every time you get a file, it's supposed to have its invoice filed in it. And all invoices are supposed to go to this file. Everything that's bought should go into CF. An extension course would show up on that at once. And what you're missing here is the filing of invoices in CF. And evidently you have an inadequacy. Now, every time you had an extension course student complain in any way, it was because you didn't have the invoice slip had not been filed in CF. And that's something for you to look up at once and find out what happens to these invoices that are supposed to be filed in CF. Because there is a copy for CF. Well, where is it
now? Several copies, membership, books. For anything.
Well, they're supposed to just get filed in CF, just dropped in the lines.
I was on the addressograph plate maker last time. I was checking on this thing. Had a stack of them about like this. He had in his
back. Hasn't he caught up?
Well, evidently he doesn't know enough to file them.
Well, he isn't supposed to file them. He's supposed to hand them over into CF, yeah. Doesn't What do you got, a breakdown of a line?
Yeah.
You mean it's over 10 feet, huh? Now, these 10-foot lines that bust down. Well, that's probably what's happened to it, because that's a very recent action.
I don't find anything in a lot of the folders I get showing that the person receives Ability Magazine. And I've searched diligently because I don't like to break reality with them and say, well, did you read such and such in Ability Magazine? Well, I don't get Ability Magazine.
Well, you're entitled to any number of card file systems.
Good.
The registrar is entitled to any number of card file systems. They can have all the card file systems they want, and they can mark these up in any way they want to, and it gives you a tremendous zone of action here. I mean, you can take each type and category and zone it, and when you write a person, you can look through four or five card files if you want to, and actually tabulate. Put a slip in the folder to check this, and just put a slip in the folder and say the person to check. Get some kind of a form that you can just fill out and check on the registrar's files. This can also be done down in CF. It is a continuing sort of thing, but the registrar is entitled to list people, that's for sure, and card files that can be used and marked. If the registrar can't have that, then there's no business for the for the address machine to be in the basement.
I'm glad to hear that, Ron.
Nobody has yet awakened here or in London to the fact that they have an electronic brain in the basement called an address machine. And everybody says it's addresses to mail ability, and that's all they think it's for. I have not challenged this to the point which it's going to be challenged, because we've had a very hard time trying to just groove in the lines and just set up some files. As soon as we get this out, you will see this address machine going in all different directions. And everybody will start wondering why you call it an address machine, as I'm wondering now. Because it's a person's machine, is all it is. And it gives you unlimited types of lists, mixtures of lists, can keep files and records for you in all different categories. The thing actually can run the whole cockeyed business practically all by itself. And everybody looks on it as just an address machine. It's actually a person's machine.
Well, it's certainly a time waster to have a card file at your fingertips without having to go through the lines to get the folder.
Well, how about having some kind of a master file to keep some list of the people you've written to?
Oh, yes, I do have.
Yeah, well, an address machine can turn that out for you. And an address machine, unfortunately, at this stage, on the making of the plates, isn't representing on the actual card all the categories of the person. And that something will have to be done about that. Either the category card will have to be dropped into CF or something of the sort. Somebody might just take a look through the plates and check off the number of categories checked on the tab. Various things can be done to remedy that sort of thing. The machine actually has been, it's about 2 months late in getting into action. And the reason for that is because they had the person who was running, who was only hired by my instruction, he was only hired to make plates and nothing else, and they had this person doing the filing and everything else. He didn't know anything. He only made 100 plates in 2 months, I think. He's just supposed to sit there and make plates. That's all we want the man to do. We'll take care of the rest of it. He'll just make the plates. He can't tabulate. He doesn't know the difference between one kind of a memory and another kind of a memory, and he doesn't care. But he can type an accurate address, and that's what we want him there for.
Very true.
And we can tabulate these things and get them squared away. It requires a special project. We've been short-handed, and that's one of the reasons I suppose it isn't up to date. But we do have that, and you do have a mail room now. Now, you mustn't infer from what I've been giving you today that I think you've been doing a thoroughly bad job. You haven't. You've been doing a job much superior to any registration job that's been done so far.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for it. I'm trying to take off the strain, the idea of wearing out and tiring out and all of that sort of thing. You go violating your own reality often enough, and you'll be tired, I assure you. And I want you to groove it up toward a total expectancy on letters. I want you to actually get to a point of outrage where the guy just didn't answer you and write and tell him so. You know, what's the matter with you? Didn't I write you a letter? Haven't I treated you nicely? You know? And you'll find your work will get a bit easier along the line. I want to thank you for the job you've been doing. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Okay.